to Hamburg, to who. So he also marshaled his forces. And then it became a struggle. Whose side were you on? And there were very, very few people who were able to stay neutral. And if you stayed neutral, then both sides condemned you. And there were many rabbis in many communities who lost their position because of the fact that either they were not willing to take sides, or if they took sides, they took the wrong side as far as influential people in their community were concerned. So you had another tremendous battle, a rift, a destructive, unbelievable, divisive affair on a matter that could not be proved. Most of the rabbis felt that Rabbi Yaakov Emden had made false accusations, and that Rabbi Yonos and Eibeshitz was not guilty of being a believer in Shabtai Tzvi. History has vindicated Rabbi Yonos and Eibeshitz. His books have remained accepted. His descendants still exist among the Jewish people. But as late as in the 1940s and 1950s, there were leading professors who still maintained that somehow Rabbi Yaakov Emden was correct and that Rabbi Yonos and Eibeshitz was a secret believer in Shabtai Tzvi. So in fact, that man that I mentioned to you, Sholem, who wrote the famous book about Shabtai Tzvi, had a fixation in his mind, even after being disproved hundreds of times, had a fixation that he could not give up, that forced him always to say that Rabbi Yonos and Eibeshitz was a Shabtai Tzvi believer. What difference it made 200 years after the fact also was hard to know, but, you know, professors are professors. And this struggle, terrible struggle, really consumed a great deal of the energies and the time of the Jewish people. Great men tried to stop the struggle and were unable to. The famous Rabbi Yecheskel Landau in Prague, the noted Yehuda, the Gaon of Vilna, all were powerless to do anything to stem this struggle. And what it did is fractionalize the Jewish people. It brought them, it just chopped it up. And then in the worst imaginable things happened. Each side called in the government against the other side. The Emperor of Denmark, for a period of time, deposed Yonos and Eibeshitz from being the rabbi of Ahu and expelled him from the community. And then when his supporters were able to get the emperor's ear or pocketbook or whatever, he was brought back, and then Rabbi Yaakov Emden was expelled. And it went back and forth. And it made a shambles of the Jewish people. It made a shambles of the rabbinate. And it contributed in its own way to the demise of the authority of the rabbinate and the demise of the authority of the kehillah. Because one could just not shrug off this type of behavior, this type of conflict. God's sense of humor, of Yonos and Eibeshitz died first. He's buried in the Jewish cemetery in Hamburg. When Rabbi Yaakov Emden died, so he died on a Friday morning, and they wanted to bury him before Shabbos, and there was a driving rainstorm, and when they came to the cemetery, the Chevra Kedisha discovered to its horror that the grave that had been opened was right near that of Rabbi Yonos and Eibeshitz. But since it was Friday and there was no time to dig another grave and it was this terrible driving rainstorm, they buried him there. So they are buried near each other. The two great adversaries in life are buried near each other in the